Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Let's talk intimacy. When you hear that word, do you immediately go to something sexual? Let me read a definition to you of intimacy. Okay, a situation in which you have a close friendship or sexual relationship with someone, or things that are said or done only by people who have a close relationship with each other. So the example is, it was obvious from their witty intimacies that they had been good friends for many years. So when you think about intimacy in your life, it is so important, especially if you are married, because there is a physical component to it. And I don't know about you, but if you are married and you have intimate relations with your spouse, you've got to know that your relationship is better. You connect on a deeper level. And that also includes talking to your spouse, talking to people in your life. If you're not married, you need intimacy with someone that you can share your deepest, most close secrets to, someone who you trust and who you love. Intimacy, it is such an important part of any relationship and any human being. And we're also called to be intimate with the Lord. God is the one who we can be intimate with if maybe we don't have some bestie in our life. Some people are afraid to be vulnerable. Some people are afraid to let others in. And for you, I want to pray that you have the most important person in your life: Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. The oneness, the greatness, the creator, the healer, the redeemer, the transformer, the sanctifier. And guess what? Nobody knows you more than God. God knows us more than we know us. So if you aren't able to be intimate with a human being, be intimate with the Lord. Cry out to Him in your good times, in your bad times, in your weaknesses and in your joys. That's what it means to have a best friend who is there through it all, who will love you and support you and help you. Sometimes we can't always count on that human being to be what we need. It's sad but true. However, God never changes. God is always there, and God always loves you. But it's really important to be intimate with someone in the physical life. We need, I think, that human interaction. So no matter your state in life, even if you're a religious person, intimacy is not always sexual. It's that closeness. It's that friendship. It's that camaraderie. It's that relationship that was used in the sentence in the dictionary that I just said, right? People know by the witty intimacies between these two people that they've been friends for a long, long time. And that means you accept that person for who they are and you know them deeply, intimately. So I pray that you seek intimacy in your life, whether it be with the Lord, your spouse, your children, the person that you're dating. If you're called to religious life, of course with God, but with people within your order or people within your parish. If you're a priest, it doesn't mean that you have to be intimate with everyone in your parish, but I'm sure that there's one person, one or two people, maybe a fistful, that you truly can be intimate with, that you trust. Maybe it's your fellow brother priest. But we're all called to intimacy because we crave, need, desire, love. And that love comes with knowing someone and building that relationship. And there's no cooler, more important relationship in any person's life than with God. So while you may be approaching summer and things are crazy, that's exactly how it is for me right now. I have a week of kind of insanity, but it's good insanity. Yesterday, the garage sale, while we were out there at 5:30 in the morning, setting things up, moving tables, it was wonderful to meet people. It was blazing hot. All we did was sweat all day. And it was a good thing that my mom was there, which in the beginning I thought would be a hindrance, but turned out to be a great help. I called on God all day. I thanked God all day. I not only thanked God for allowing these things, material goods, to be given to somebody else, but I thanked God for helping provide good things to these people. That was what I did. And it's amazing, truly, truly amazing, when you bring God into your life and you're intimate with Him all the way along. So call out to God today, be intimate with someone in your life, love them. Love yourself. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Find the right person. You have to find someone that you trust, right? That's really important. But I pray that everyone seek intimacy today, most importantly with the Lord. Alrighty, everyone. It's a short one. I gotta get moving. Another day of hopefully beautiful exchanges and meeting new people, sharing a little love and laughter with people that I don't know. As people were walking away, I'm like, have a blessed day. Good luck for the rest of, you know, the garage sale. But I got blessed in there. One woman, I said, God bless you. She said, God bless you. You never know, people. Alrighty, everyone. Seek that intimacy today. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.